Wow, nothing like a malfunction for your intro song. It's a 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston medium. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds! Yes! Oh, is it on now? Did it decide? Is it deciding to work? Oh my goodness, I love it. Just malfunction all over me. Come on, do it. Come on, let's go. Let's just make it a huge mess. No, just kidding. Mercury is in the microwave all over again. Put that mercury, pop it in the microwave. Put it on about an hour. I mean, put it on for about a minute and 30 minutes. Is that right? A minute and a half? And you got malfunctioning electronics. There you go. Have fun with that. Have the fun with that for a couple of weeks. Just kidding. Anyways, we got a great show. We had a crazy show last time. It wasn't crazy, but it was like crazy good. It was crazy good. I had a co-host. And it's always fun to have people on the show. It's always fun. Like, how it's going to be fun to have a lot more live music on the show. How it's just going to be unreal. It's going to be unreal, unreal, unreal. So, we're here till 8 p.m., I'm excited to do the angelic vinyl pull. I'm excited for this laptop to work and not malfunction, honey. So excited. Oh my God. Love it. Love it. I love it. So please stay tuned. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. We're going to have our guided meditation very soon. We're going to have shamanic drumming, hopefully, that falls through. We're going to have the Magic School Bus PSAs, because we all know we love Magic School Bus PSAs. We're going to have going into spirit, connecting with spirit, asking spirit what's good, like really what's good, spirit. Like, let's ask some questions, like make yourself visible in the studio, dude. Like, you know, be careful what you ask for, because like the moment you're just like, spirit, make yourself visible, it's like, chaos, like lights go out, electronics, all that stuff, and your mother's just like, I'm just kidding, and just like, no, you're not, we said we'd come. If you build it, it will come. Like, legit, if you build it, it will come. That's real. Well, at least the vinyl is gonna be going on if my laptop is just like, hey, guess what, I don't want to work today, screw you, Mariah, screw you. And you know what, guess what, it's fine. Because I have a bunch of vinyl. I have a bunch of vinyl. And it's going to be all good. We're going to be okay. Like, we're going to be okay. So, it's a Beach Boy time. Anyways. Chillax. Sit back. Relax. Let's uplift our vibrations to the highest good. Let's uplift God to the highest good. And let the love of God surround ourselves with beautiful, beautiful stuff, like Beach Boys. Let's enter in with some Beach Boys. Stay tuned.
On the beach you'll find them there. In the
hello. I love you. I love you. Oh, it's time to settle in right now for this guided meditation. We all need some love. We all need some hugs. We all need some type of care and compassion, and the feminine, divine feminine energy steps forward to release this and to reveal this and to make it known, make it love. Oh, coming in into the higher plane, into the higher cosmic connection right here. I love you, Infinite Playground. I love you, Infinite Spirit. Now we're going to come in here and settle down. If you're just driving in traffic, walking, meditating, cleaning, working, whatever it is that you're doing, you can listen to this as you go about your business. Let's take some nice deep inhales and exhales. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Living the life, living the beautiful life of luxury, where all things are good and all things are magical and all things are extraordinary. All things are good, all things are magical and extraordinary. We are living in the highest good and the highest realm right now. Infinite Spirit, thank you for being here with me, and thank you for loving us. Thank you for the angels to come here and guide us and heal us and to let everything be good and pleasant and in the highest vibration of love and light, and feeling loved, feeling God, feeling the infinite blessing of Spirit. We are empowered right now into the highest being. We are empowered in the highest being of our soul. We are beauty and power and magic within ourselves, and loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves and being a part of this beautiful place of life, magic, earth, and all these beautiful souls to walk here and gaze, and we enter into this beautiful place where we can see ourselves as such. We see ourselves as this beautiful entity of light, and we can see our reflection everywhere we go. Every day is a new day to start over and to be cosmic. Every day is a new day to start over and to feel loved and to be loved and to be at peace and harmony and magic. We are connecting into the highest good. We are connecting into ourselves and letting in the best that magically can be. Right now, we ask Infinite Spirit and we ask Infinite Angels to come forward. We ask our Infinite Angels to bless us right now in this moment. Thank you. Filling your soul, filling your entire being with light and love. You are so beautiful. You are so powerful within that you have the ability to make anything you want happen right now. What is it that you want? What is it that you want to experience? What is it that if you could have anything in this world that is in accordance and is aligned with your higher power? Let's ask this question. What is it that I actually want? What wants me? Who am I? And it's okay if you don't know that question, who am I? You don't have to be ashamed. We all have these times in our lives where the old self gets stripped away. And even if we've been doing this spiritual work for years and years, and we've mastered everything, we've come to a place of mastery, we've come to a place of enlightenment. If you're still here, there's still things to learn. If you're still here, even if through enlightenment, you can have these times where you're like, wait, I don't know who I am. Wait a minute, what do I want? Wait a minute. Because we're constantly changing. We're constantly growing. And it's okay to step into that energy of light. It's okay to step into that energy of what is brand new. It is okay to step into that energy of what is cosmic gold and beauty. What is cosmic gold in alignment? What is cosmic gold and playful? All the angelic realm surrounding you, all of the angelic realm guiding you to your highest and best possible. And you are light. come and wash and cleanse with me. Let the love of spirit shine through as we are connecting in this higher purpose and this higher light. We are filled with love. We are filled with ourselves. We are evolving to become more ourselves. We sit here into this intention as we grow with the unseen, and we grow with a magnificent place of spirit. As we understand we must be here beautiful, and we are loved, and we are magic, and we remember this through the love of spirit. We remember this through the warmth right now. Can you feel this angelic energy that comes to you? Can you feel the angels that come to you right now? Can you feel the angels that kiss you on your forehead, kiss you on your cheek, just kiss you and hug you and give you all the love in the world? And as if it were a grandparent, as if you were a child, and it was a grandparent or someone who loved you so unconditionally, just holding you. Imagine what that unconditional love feels like right now. So if you don't know what unconditional love feels like, feel what it's like to go outside and breathe. You know that air you breathe? That comes directly from the trees, the oxygen. So when you're breathing, that's the trees that love you so unconditionally, that oxygen that goes into you. Understand, do you ever ask the question, how am I alive? What is sustaining my being? We don't know. All we can do is go to science books and try to understand something that has to do with something that's associated with something logical, but there is no logical explanation to how you are alive. And we don't stop and question this. What is this magnificent place called life? So understand that is called unconditional love. That place of where you are alive, that mystery of life and that you're breathing, that is called the unconditional love. Feel into this beautiful place. Feel into Mercury. Feel into the communication right now of spirit. Your spirit gathers around you. Where are you in this beautiful place of this world? You could be anywhere you want. Right now, spirit is giving me beautiful rainforest. They're giving me this beautiful connection to the earth and being connected. As if I were connected to the rainforest and all the animals in the rainforest and all the trees, and everything that belongs in a rainforest. They're bringing me this. And as I'm here, I can feel the elements. I can feel the environment. I can feel what it means to belong. What it means to belong. All the insects, all the bugs, all the birds, all the everything. Trees, water. Things that live in the water, those sea creatures. Spirit's reminding me of how magical I am and how magical you are right now, that it is a phenomenon to be a part of this world. It is a phenomenon to be a part of this earth. It is a miracle. To be here talking, to be here existing, to be here for you to hear me, for me to hear you. Do you understand? This is spirit at work. This is us. This is like ghosts talking to each other. This is like actual live spirits talking to each other. It is a phenomenon. So if we can do this, understand spirit exists. Understand that the unseen exists and that your loved ones are doing this somewhere. Your loved ones are here right now communicating with you here in this beautiful world. Thank you. Thank you, infinite love and infinite spirit. Thank you. We wash and clear our energy fields. We wash and cleanse. Thank you. And put a shield of white light of healing energy from our heads all the way down to our feet. We are tying tight to the earth plane and we are loving life. Oh, amen. Ah! Feels good. Ah! Doesn't it feel good to be alive? Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so grateful to be here. I just, there's really no other place I'd rather be except for here and except for now. And the now with you beautiful souls listening over the airwaves. Speaking of airwaves, I will be here Thursday at 8 a.m. That's right. I will be on air for the 8 portal. I will guide you through this beautiful 8 portal, baby. I love you. Do you understand that I love you? Oh, I don't think you get it. I don't think you get it that I love you. And that's why I will be here. I will be here on the 8 portal. I might be, you know what? Who knows? I might be here twice on the 8 portal. I'm going to just see how jolly I'm feeling. I'm just going to see how magicaler I'm feeling. You like that? Magicaler? We're just going to see how magicaler it is. You are so beautiful. I love you with all my heart and soul. Please stay tuned. I'm here till 8 p.m. Don't go away. We have so much love to give. We have so much to celebrate about life. Let me tell you something. This is a temporary experience. Life is a temporary experience. You could be gone in any second. So what you want to do is to be able to embrace every day as it is your last. And today I'm going to feel gratitude. Today I'm going to feel love. Today I'm going to know, even if it's not in front of us, even if it's not here, that love, that wealth, that health, that beauty, that enchantment, that life that we absolutely want, even if we don't think it's in front of us, we're going to make believe that it's here. We're going to make believe it's already here. How do we do that? By wanting what we already have. We do that by wanting what we already have. That's exactly how you play in the world of make-believe, baby, in the paranormal playground sounds. This is how we make believe, is that we want the things that we already have and we give gratitude to these things that we already have. That's how we begin to bring the future into now. This is how we begin to bring what we want into existence right now. I love you so much. I can't say I love you enough. I can't stop. I love you more than a billion stars in the sky. I love you in infinity and in eternity. I love you. That's what I have, and that's all we got at the end of the day. You know, you can go online and bicker about politics and yada, 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 and all these crazy things that the humans have created to argue about. But at the end of the day, it's love. We got to focus on the love. We've got to focus on love, because that's all that matters after it all. That is all that matters. That is in the hierarchy. It is in the highest good. It's love that beams in the hierarchy, and it beams so bright. You are this hierarchy, so let's live it. All right, stay tuned and ride on Magic School Bus. I love you.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future future field trip mishaps, and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
To laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee, and the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing. The more I'm a merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this.
Dreadful.
Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast.
Ah!
Others, they twitter like birds.
You know, you're as bad as he is.
Then there's a kind what can't make up their mind.
When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak, as the squeaklers do. I got to let go with a ho. And too. We love to laugh. Loud and long and clear.
We love to laugh.
So everybody can hear. The more you laugh.
Oh my goodness.
The more you fill with glee. And the more the glee. The more we're a merrier.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right. I love to laugh. I love. Who doesn't love Mary Poppins? Like, I love playing Disney music because Disney movies, like the old school Disney movies, before things went woke. Just kidding. Am I gonna get canceled? Am I gonna get a complaint? Oh no, the phone's ringing. Here we go. I'm gonna get shut down right now. Oh no. Just kidding. Anyways, what I was saying was Mary Poppins. When all those Disney movies, like, are like, they have such a spiritual message. Like, if you watch those movies, like Peter Pan, Pollyanna, Mary Poppins, it just keeps going on and on. Like Lion King, all those, they just have so much spiritual undertones, like written in like spiritual books. And so that song, I Love to Laugh, if you don't remember, basically, if you don't, the scene, what's happening with them is that they're like basically is laughing so hard, and that they're like getting, they're like getting, they're flying to the sky, they're flying to the ceiling. So like when they're flying to the ceiling, they're laughing so hard that they're getting so high. And what they were trying to tell the viewers and trying to tell people is that when you get in a state of such happiness and such joy, your vibration raises so high that it's like, ooh, your vibration, it's like when your vibration raises so high, it's like, that's how you feel. So continuously laugh, continuously, you know, feel that joy. You know, babies laugh, like it says, over like 1,000 times a day. So laugh. Life is good. It's just, I can't bear to take life so seriously, or take myself so seriously. That's what the Paranormal Playground Sounds is basically all about. It's about, if it's not fun, if it's not joyful, if it's not happy, don't do it. Don't practice it. Don't move it away. It ain't spiritual work if it doesn't feel good, you know?
If it don't feel good, then you gotta let it go. If you ain't getting high, then you're damn near low. Woo!
You know? It's beautiful. So anyway, let's continue. I got a fun song. I got a really, really, actually fun song. 80s. We're gonna go 80s. We're gonna 80s this right now. Uh-oh, you know what time it is! Woo! Stay tuned.
Right, listen. Hold on. Right. It's a singing night now, right? Sing song night. And I wish. Alright, this is all about getting your head kicked in.
Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free From Radio. I am your host, Rob Murray, the boss of Medium. We're having a blast here. Woo! Yes! It's got some punk rock going, some Sham 69. Yes! Oh, I was feeling that. I need it. I need it more. Last time, so speaking of needing vinyl, we... Ooh! How funky.
Now I'm the king of the swingers.
So we had our vinyl, angelic vinyl pull. Spirit wanted us to pull the vinyl. And so we had, last week we had, you know, we had Slapshot and then we had Duke Ellington. And, you know, the Slapshot vinyl, I was like, yeah, I gotta play some more punk rock. Like, I need to. The only reason why I don't play too much of it, because I don't... It's a pain trying to find radio edits for, you know, the cursing for some of them. And I'm just like, I'd rather not, and that's why I don't play as much hip hop either, because it's the same reason. But those are both, I really love those genres anyways. So I was just like, you know, do what you can. Just like I do what I can with whatever hip hop I can play, I'll do whatever I can with whatever punk rock it's needed. And so I just did a vinyl pull right now. This guy's name's Sunny Fortune, and guess what the album's called? Boom! Awakening! So here we go with the vinyl pull, over and over and over the messages. It doesn't stop, it doesn't end. It always has to do with something esoteric and what we're talking about. And just exactly what it is that we need to know, what we need to hear right now in this moment. And wow, it's like, oh my god. Strong jams. There's so many. I'm gonna open up Sun Shower. Look at Awakening. For Duke and Cannon. Look, Duke Ellington pops up for Duke and Cannon. Sunny Fortune. Oh goodness. Oh god. So basically, Duke Ellington is basic. So just what happened live is you're not gonna believe what just happened. So there's a song on here called For Duke and Cannon. Duke Ellington is definitely trying to. What are the odds? I'm going to look up this song and see what it means, but what are the odds that I'm opening up a vinyl that says, that has a song that says, for Duke and Cannon, completely related to the last vinyl pull that I pulled, the angelic vinyl pull. So it's just like, what is going on here? No, there's not much going on. We already know what's going on. We already know what the heck is happening. We already know what's what Spirit wants us to do. We already understand it. We got the assignment, so it's right here, right now in this moment. So, this is amazing. So we're going to put this on and see what this is about. We're definitely going to play some of this. And, you know, again, this is a huge... The vinyl collection in here, it's, you know, it's a strong... There's a lot of jazz behind me. So, you know, that's basically... That's what's happening. And, yes, I have the Jungle Book playing. But we're going to play, you know, the song... Triple Threat. What is... I don't even know what's going on for Duke and Cannon. Wow. Sun Showers for Duke and Cannon. Awakening. Okay, so we're gonna... These are really long. These are really, really long. So, brace yourself, I guess. Stay tuned. I wanna be like you.
Thank you.